Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I think we need to start here this morning. President Donald Trump floated the startling idea yesterday of delaying the November 3rd presidential election as he lags in the polls and grapples with deepening economic and public health crises. From the AP, his campaign to sow doubt about the election's outcome drew immediate pushback Thursday from Democrats and Republicans alike in a nation with an uninterrupted history of peaceful transfer of power. You talked about this very early, and we're on this possibility. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, as you know, David, Trump is a master of distraction. The news in this country could not be worse. Hundreds of thousands of people infected to the point where there's no way out of it except for social distancing and masks. And we know that everybody isn't doing that. And the numbers are rising to the point where we are all scared of what could happen. We hear that there is a coming vaccination program, but we don't see it yet. And in the meantime, we have a president of the United States who seems really quite mad when he comes to opening up the schools and saying how safe it is and basically lying and saying that kids can't get it. Now, there's new evidence that the positivity rate in children is higher than in adults, and that these studies of their nasal passages shows that kids can really carry this virus, and they can carry it in great numbers and possibly, certainly, pass it on to adults. You know, we know that we get our diseases quite frequently from each other, and we know that kids get something in a school, pass it on to their parents and their grandparents and others. This is a very bad time. From the economics point of view in this country, David, there is a mess. This is the worst news we have ever had, ever, including the Great Depression and everything else. People are out of work. The non-caring president and his lieutenant, sycophantish McConnell, are saying we don't need to continue to help people put food on their table for their children and for their families. And we know that that's going to cause a chaotic situation. And there's really no end in sight right now. If you think that the vaccines will cure it overnight, they will not. But hopefully this is a potential answer to all of this. There will be those people who will endanger others by not getting vaccinated. Don't get me started on that. And David, the idea from this president, the master of distraction, that with all this bad news I've just talked about, we have the situation where he comes out and says, well, maybe we'll postpone the election. Yeah, postpone and postpone and postpone. He can't do it. There's been a lot of analysis, but he may try it. Dictators and would-be dictators have always tried this kind of thing. It's very, very alarming in the midst of all this bad news to hear this guy talking about postponing elections and, as you just said, the peaceful transference of power, which is the hallmark of this young, experimental concept that we can have a Republican democracy. And we'll have to see whether or not we can keep what we've got.
You know, Alan, even without the election postponed, it's interesting, the story in the AP about the fact that there will be delayed election results because of mail-in voting. Delays caused by an increase of voting by mail may contribute to public doubts about the results. We're going to have to wrap our heads around the idea that it may take weeks before we know.
That's right. People now, especially with this president, who has been cited by the Washington Post of 20,000 lies, and so nobody has any great faith in anything the guy says. When he says it's safe for kids to go back to school, and then we read in the paper that these tests show how the virus is carried by children and transferred by children, that is really quite extraordinary. So when you come to elections, it is not without some real doubt that people have about the electoral process, and it's not good. Because once people lose faith in their government and in these results, you really do have chaos.
You've talked about it, but the thing that would stem some of the chaos is an infusion of funding. The aid expiring, the White House offered a short-term extension Thursday of a $600 weekly unemployment benefit that has helped keep families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. Democrats rejected it, saying President Donald Trump's team failed to grasp the severity of the crisis. We know, for example, that state governments, individuals, rent payments, unemployment checks are in dire need of assistance, especially if the president wants schools to start in the fall. They need more money.
They do. Governor Cuomo has made it clear from day one that the states need the money from the feds. Otherwise, there will be economic chaos in New York. We're talking about at least a 20% cut to schools. These are schools which count on extra money every year, and they get it, but not this year because there just isn't any money. So when you have at least $16 billion deficit, and believe me, it's going to be much more than that, if the president sits up there in the White House and his sycophantish lieutenant McConnell supports him with a couple of extra senators on the Republican side, it really spells a very bad time for this country. If you think you've seen crime up there now, when somebody can't put food on a table, goodness knows what's going to happen.
Yesterday, of course, the laying to rest of John Lewis, the civil rights icon, former presidents in attendance, amazing speeches, the music, the spirituality really came through. And what a remarkable speech from former President Barack Obama, who at the funeral really issued a stark warning that the voting rights and equal opportunity the late civil rights icon championed under increasing threat heading into the 2020 election. He even took direct aim at President Donald Trump.
He did. He didn't mention Trump's name, of course, and I watched it as so many other Americans did. It was heart-wrenching. Anybody who wasn't close to tears when they saw people like George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. I thought Obama was great, just great. I sat there and I said, he hasn't lost a thing. What dignity, what decency comes out of one man. Wow. We had the best, and now we have the worst.